In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
That was Kevin Stefanski when he joined us last week. Terrific in terms of insight for how that stuff works behind the scenes. But now we're getting closer to where stuff's not behind the scenes. Now it's all about to be right in front of the TV cameras and our reporters. Daryl, you're going to be down in Greenbrier.
I wonder if the Hard Knocks cameras are going to be down there now.
Will they start out that early?
I don't know. That's why I'm a little curious if they are going to, because if I remember the in-season Hard Knocks shows, and believe me, they're all very forgettable, but I think they do a little like lead up to getting to that point of the season in that first episode. So I'm kind of wondering if there's going to be a Hard Knocks crew down there in West Virginia, but one guy I'm pretty sure won't be in West Virginia this week, and that's probably going to be Amari Cooper.
All right, we're going to talk about that here in just a second. Going to remind you, training camp kicking off in West Virginia officially Thursday. It's always game day in Cleveland. Crew of Daryl, who's in studio right now, and Andy Baskin will have you covered. Subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant. Northeast Ohio's premier heating, cooling solution. Daryl, our Browns reporter, great week to have him kick off as Ken is on assignment, but Daryl is in today. So, Daryl, is it officially now a holdout? Was it already officially a holdout? When can we use the term?
When they have their first practice, which will be Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock. If he's not on the field, it then becomes a holdout.
And your gut feeling or the reporting that you've been doing?
I don't think he'll be there.
You don't think he'll be there?
No.
I've kind of assumed he would not be. And the way that, you know, we've been kind of getting into the conversation, you know, all throughout, it has been my thought that they'll get a deal done, right?
Yeah. They'll get something done, but I think that they're going to start training camp without him. And, you know, this is his real last big leverage play, right? I mean, he's now 30 years old. This is his when he signed that contract extension with the Cowboys that, you know, got him up to that $20 million per year average, that made him the number two paid at his position. And now he's like 20th. The receiver market has gone absolutely bananas the last couple of years as far as the annual value and the annual dollars. You've got you know, Justin Jefferson, who really broke the bank, $35 million in average value for him. I don't think Cooper's going to get that. But he's got 1 year left on that deal. He's got to, you know, kind of take advantage of this opportunity. The Browns, I don't think the Browns have a problem with paying Cooper some more money. I think that from Andrew Berry's perspective, his chief concern is length of contract. So, to me, the compromise would be you give him some money up front and then give yourself an out. Because when you look at how Andrew Berry has done a lot of his contracts since taking over as EVP of Football Ops and GM, he front loads them. He pays the players up front, and then the team can get out of the deal a couple of years down the road so that they're not jammed, per se, financially. The Deshaun Watson contract is the outlier, right? Because that was a fully guaranteed deal. But, you know, I think that you can do organizationally what you have been doing. Just give them some more money up front, guarantee it, whatever. Mm. And then give yourself an opportunity to get out of that deal if his production doesn't stay.
If he wants, and I imagine he wants exactly the, Calvin Ridley deal, right? That to me would be the comparison because of age. He's actually produced more than Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, he has.
The minute the Calvin Ridley contract was signed, I thought to myself, well, that's the benchmark. That is exactly what he's going to be looking for, him and his agency. And I don't think it's something that's gotten nasty or anything like that. I think this is the normal process. I thought all along, the only way for Amari truly to get what he wants in this situation, because it is a negotiation, is to make things, quote, uncomfortable.
Right.
So it doesn't start to really get uncomfortable until he's missing down at Greenbrier. Right. And then that gets ratcheted up a notch when they return home for Berea. That really starts to get uncomfortable because you're getting asked about it every day.
Right.
And how's Deshaun Watson going to look in a new offense with potentially a new play caller? And you have a new wide receiver in Judy, and you've got all these pieces coming together at the same time, but no Amari Cooper. Would that be considered uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think to a degree, but here's the thing. You know, Amari Cooper is one of the quietest wide receivers in the game, and what I mean by that is you don't see him doing the dancing and the celebrating after every time he catches a football, right? He really doesn't even celebrate a lot when he scores touchdowns either. He's the antithesis of what that position, or the personality, I should say, of that position, right? Most wide receivers, they're prima donnas. They dance after catches. They act like they just won the Super Bowl after converting a third down and things like that. That's just not how Cooper goes about his business. He's a very quiet guy. He's a very intelligent guy. He leads by example. He's one of those guys similar to Nick Chubb in that locker room that when he speaks, people listen because he doesn't talk a lot, right?
So does that hurt him?
No, I think in this case, I think it helps him because he produces. I mean, he's the first receiver in franchise history. When I first realized this, it was mind-blowing to me at the time because the Browns have had some great wide receivers throughout the history of the franchise. But the fact that prior to Amari Cooper, they had never had a receiver catch for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons, that was such a mind-blowing statistic to me, right? And Cooper's the first
time. Pretty incredible.
Right. I mean, and Cooper's the first to accomplish that feat. He's produced. He's been everything that you could have hoped for since Andrew Berry basically stole him from the Cowboys, and the reason they were able to do that is because Jerry Jones just didn't want to pay him anymore. And so Barry being the opportunistic football executive that he is, he was able to pounce on that. So this isn't a personality conflict. This isn't a situation where the Browns have trepidations because of fit on the field or off the field or anything like that. It is one of those situations where, Cooper realizes this is really his last chance to cash in. This is his last opportunity to have leverage. And so that's why I don't feel he's going to show up to training camp because, that's, what he has to do. I don't think he wants to do this, right? I mean, this is not Amari's personality.
This is how he gets it done, right?
Right.
I mean, this is the way to get it done. I wonder, the Browns have been able to call the bluffs. 216-474-0092. Get to the root of the question. I'm going to ask you guys on the phones here about whether or not, it's the year 2024. We've seen this so many times in sports, but the holdout, do you still hold it against the player? When I was younger, it was really bad when a player would hold out, with the exception of Josh Cribbs. I remember Josh Cribbs. I mean, there were billboards in town.
The pay the man, yeah.
And Amari Cooper is very, very vital to this.
Well, back in the days, you had first-round picks, right? It used to be about 10, 15 years ago.
Before they had the slotted rookie scale.
Prior to the 2011 collective bargaining agreement, when they instituted the rookie scale, the number one story going into training camps for just about every team, and especially if you had a top five draft pick, was your first-round pick going to be there for the start of camp? Because
was Brady Quinn, was that a holdout, or was that an injury?
I remember Tim Couch was a holdout.
Yeah. I remember the contracts. I mean, Sam Bradford, like the way this thing worked out is very different than now.
I mean, if you think the golfers are getting paid a ton, remember what the rookies used to get paid prior to the
these were guys that had obviously proven nothing. Now you have...
$120 million contracts getting handed out to number one overall picks.
Yeah, and you know what? The fines are coming. I mean, Amari Cooper is going to get what? Is it 40K?
He'll get fined, but you know what? You make that up. Like, you know, I don't know if the Browns have fined him for missing the minicamp. That is a team option. They can fine him. I think it's $130,000. But that all can be made up in the contract, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can put some thing in there where you technically find him, but he still gets his money, and you know it all evens out.
All right, let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Larry in Elyria, do you hold it against the player in the NFL when they hold out?
Well, I'll put it to Anthony. How you guys doing? You and Daryl both. When it comes to Amari, like you guys mentioned, there's no way the guy, him and Nick Chubb both, does not complain. A lot of these guys, even Deshaun, well, these guys don't say nothing at all. I know the money's making, I get it. But about a true athlete, those two people right there doesn't say one iota about anything. Very professional. And really about Amari, too, you guys. Don't matter who the quarterback is. He don't care who it is. He catches the ball, too. I mean, he's been through a bunch of situations here. But I like to talk about the Jerry Jeudy contract also, you guys. I think what his contract, I think, you know, because Amari's deserving, but do you think it's because of the David Njoku type talent, what they thought they'd get out of him? That's why, with Deshaun being here, they paid Jerry that type of money. Think they can get the same type of production like they did of David Njoku?
Well, I mean, look, if Jeudy comes in here and produces at the level that Andrew Berry believes he's going to, that 3 years, $52.5 million deal is going to be a bargain.
Yeah, right. And one more thing, you guys. Can I just change the subject about baseball real quick, you guys? Don't mind just one question.
Go ahead, hurry.
Andres Jimenez, last couple of years, I don't know what their thinking is, but what do you think it'll come down to in a couple of years end of his contract? He's going to be making Jose Ramirez type money. And Jose, right now, I mean, he's got what, $17 million? After him, he retires like $25 million. But Andre's contract, it's 5 and 10, is pretty friendly now, but later on, up in his mid, 20s or 30s, he'll be making close to $25 million a year. Do you see them possibly trying to move him?
Yeah. All right, Larry, we got to go. Thank you. You know, we'll answer that on the other side, because I know Daryl's digging into that contract. 216-474-0092. Amari Cooper, on the verge, just a few days away with Browns training camp, getting started in Greenbrier. It's expected... and things can change, but it's expected that Amari Cooper will not be there. Will you hold it against him? 216-474-0092. That, and I want to assess your levels of optimism about the Browns into training camp. I'll explain when we come back. Plus, FML, it's a Daryl Ryder. Well, he is incensed about what happened to him over the weekend in a parking lot. We will get to that in FML 745. It's all straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. But first, 216-474-0092. A couple Browns questions here. One of them about Amari Cooper. So we were talking about what he could do to make this uncomfortable for the Browns. Obviously not showing up to the Greenbrier. And I've seen some people say, Daryl, that who cares? What is their offense is going to fall apart when they're down there? I don't think it's about that. I think it's about making sure that when you have as many moving parts as the Browns have this year offensively, and what does that mean? Well, we know offensive line coach, they swapped them out, right? They have a new change for offensive coordinator.
They got a new running backs coach too.
New running backs coach. Who's calling the plays? Like, yeah, they're running back a very similar team. They're bringing in Jerry Jeudy as well. But that is a lot of stuff to go on, and then to try to weave, you know, your quarterback after surgery, trying to weave all these pieces and parts together and hope there's chemistry. Like, chemistry is something they're touting. They're touting. We have a team that made the playoffs last year, and we think that chemistry is a big part of everything we do. And I agree. But having
that's
Amari
part of
Cooper,
the reason they're going back to the Greenbrier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So to have all that and then think they're just going to be able to seamlessly put that back together, well, if Amari Cooper's not there, it's a little bit tougher.
Well,
I think that's part of what they might be banking on, too.
Yeah. Deshaun has talked about it. I think it's on his podcast or whatever he does, that he and Amari have spent some time together this offseason. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not really concerned about the chemistry aspect of that.
If that's the case, then what is Amari Cooper's leverage in any of this?
Well,
doesn't he kind of want things to look iffy? I mean, doesn't it bode better for him in contract negotiations if the offense without him is in jeopardy?
Well, this potential holdout goes against who he is as it is. And I don't think that you're right, but that's just not who he is. Does that make sense? Like, the holding out thing is, this is something he has to do.
This is
something he has to do from a business standpoint. His representation has probably told him, this is what you have to do if you want to get a contract extension and you want to get a bump in pay that's commensurate with where the rest of the league has gone at the wide receiver position. You mentioned earlier the Calvin Ridley contract. You're talking, you know, 4 years north of $90 million. I think there was like a $20 million guaranteed signing bonus or something, you know, thrown in there. I propose that you could do a 3-year extension, which basically means he's here for 4 more years.
By the way, Ridley's guaranteed $46.9 million.
Okay, so you do a 3-year extension for Amari, okay, which keeps him here for 4 more seasons, including the upcoming. But this season and next season has guaranteed money attached to it, however those dollar figures averaged out, so that if the production drops this year and next year, and that puts him, I believe, at 32, approaching 33, you can get out of the contract. You can move on from Amari Cooper. Does that make sense? That's how, if I'm Andrew Berry, I would approach Cooper's contract situation. Give him the guaranteed money up front. Take care of him. Thank him for the last 2 years of service and the great job that he's done and being a great teammate and producing on the field and all that kind of stuff. Making another Pro Bowl. Give him some additional short-term security here this year and next. And then also maintain your organizational roster / fiscal flexibility 2-3 years down the road.
See, I find it very interesting. You prefaced all that by saying that's just not who Amari is.
The holdout portion, and this isn't who he is.
And it's, you know what? This is why I think sometimes it gets used against him. Nick Chubb, I will always use this as an example. I was on...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This very show, you know, a year ago, saying, hey, Nick Chubb and his agent, I'm surprised they are not making more waves when it comes to his contract situation. And
had he not gotten hurt last season, mm-hmm. I think this offseason, we could have had that where he might have wanted more money.
Look at where he's at now. A year ago, I said if I were Nick Chubb's agent, I would be starting to talk contract.
Yeah.
And so much so because the guarantees were out on his deal. How do we know that? Look what he's playing for this year. It's not the same contract.
But also
because that money was not guaranteed.
Right.
And so he got screwed because he got injured. And I wonder if Nick Chubb would have played hardball a season ago, what would the Browns have done? Would they have done the same thing they did with Kareem Hunt and, oh, well, tough play. You know, we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that.
Well, I think they're on different branches, Kareem Hunt versus Nick
Chubb.
Sure. Does that make sense?
I totally understand.
I think those are two distinctly different.
Well, would the Browns have caved to any of that if he made contract demands?
I don't think the Browns would have treated Chubb the way they, or I should not treated is the wrong word. Handled is the word I'm looking for. I don't think that the Browns would have handled a potential Nick Chubb contract situation in the same way they handled the Kareem Hunt contract situation.
Well, and look at what happened to Nick Chubb. He gets injured, and now he's got to make money back. Like, he had to take a haircut. The Browns, who are so terrific with their salary cap, the Haslams will spend the money. It's supposed to give the Browns an advantage in the salary cap. If I'm Nick Chubb's agent, I'm like, I don't want to hear all that. My client is arguably the best running back in Browns history. Pay him.
Right.
Pay him, because if my client gets injured at any point, you guys are going to hold it against him.
Or the and greatest that's exactly, Jim Brown.
And it's exactly what the Browns did. He has to now earn money back that was originally on his contract.
And he's not going to be ready day one either.
Right, so if I'm Amari Cooper, that's what I just saw. Because if Amari Cooper plays this year and it was unfavorable terms, he gets injured, what happens?
And again, that's... The holdout thing doesn't fit Cooper's personality, but this is the business side of the game, which unfortunately at times these situations come up. Andrew Berry has talked about this. Kevin Stefanski has talked about it. You didn't hear a lot of outrage during the minicamp that Cooper wasn't there because they get it. They understand it. They also recognize what he means to the team, to the offense, and the role that he plays both on the field as well as behind the scenes. But and again, that's why I think my proposal is one that could work for both sides.
Yeah, Cooper, reasonable.
Cooper gets immediate cash, and the team maintains roster flexibility in the event that Cooper's production trails off.
216-474-0092. I got a question for you, Daryl. I was pondering this overnight, and I said, who better than to answer that question than our Browns beat reporter, sponsored by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What would make you the most optimistic about the Cleveland Browns based on what you could see at Greenbrier? Would it be seeing Deshaun Watson at 100%? Would it be Nick Chubb starting to look like Nick Chubb. We're seeing that with the workouts, by the way. The in-the-gym workouts, he's starting to look like Nick Chubb. Or third, seeing Amari Cooper at all. What would make you most optimistic about the Browns going into the season based on those three down at Greenbrier?
Well, we're probably not going to see Amari Cooper, so I'm going to cross that one off. We're probably not going to see Nick Chubb look like Nick Chubb right away, so we're going to cross that one off.
We're not just doing process of elimination here, Daryl.
Yes, we are.
I'm giving you a sports talk hypothetical, and you're supposed to play along.
I am playing along. And it's actually, when you asked me off the air, I didn't bat an eyelash. Yeah. I said it was Deshaun Watson. I mean, everything this season starts and ends with Deshaun Watson. This team is going to go as far as Deshaun Watson is going to be able to take them. Fair or not, that's the reality, right? Last year they made the playoffs despite going to, I say four, because I know they started five quarterbacks last year, but let's be fair and honest about the situation. That was an organizational decision to start the fifth guy to end the season, right? They didn't want to put Joe Flacco back out there for what was ultimately a meaningless game against the Bengals, which I totally understand. But despite four quarterbacks due to injury, right, they were able to win 11 games and make the playoffs. And I really feel this year is the year where Deshaun Watson absolutely has to look like the guy we saw in Houston with the Texans. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has to, because if let's say he's healthy for all 17 games, right? Let's throw that hypothetical out there. But he's average, right? He's healthy, but he's not the elite playmaker, right? The burst isn't there, whatever. The arm isn't there coming off the shoulder surgery and all that. I do feel like they could have some struggles winning football games, even with what I believe to be an elite defense coming back, right? Even with the supporting cast being what it is. David Njoku coming off his first Pro Bowl. Amari Cooper, the addition of Jerry Jeudy. We'll see Nick Chubb at some point during the season, right? For me, everything with the upcoming season, fair or not, starts with Deshaun Watson. And at what level is he able to play at? Coming off that surgery, and also coming off the fact that, and he talked about this during minicamp, the fact he hasn't played a full season of football for like 4 or 5 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very, very long time. So for me, Browns in 2024, all about number four.
Yeah, the only pushback I think I would have, and I think you made a reasonable case. I think most fans would probably agree, but him at 100%, I'm just talking health. He was at 100% going into last year.
Yeah.
And obviously we know about the hits he took. We know we knew it was a big guessing game about his injury situation.
It's been like we've gotten sprinkles of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, even coming off the suspension, we got a little sprinkle. And then last year, got a little sprinkle. You know, the Tennessee game, he played really well, right? The Baltimore game, we don't know if that's where he actually got hurt now, looking back in the rearview mirror. But we got a glimpse of it there. We need a full season of him playing at the level we saw in Houston. And if we get that, not only are the Browns absolutely making the playoffs, but they're going to have an opportunity to do some damage in January.
All right, when we come back, FML, stay out of Daryl's way. And in the 8 o'clock...
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, this is a pleasure because Daryl came in here and he said, I have seven of these. So I was just going to get out of the way. FML, for those that don't know, new listeners to the show, it's Fix My Life. And the show normally takes this time to talk about things that are going on in our life that we think you, the listeners at home, could help us with. Well, Daryl, it's just every day. It's just FML this, FML that. Anybody that follows Daryl on social media, we'll see what he's ranting on. So, Daryl, I'll move aside. We'll start out with one. I don't know. Maybe get to all seven of them here. But the floor, I yield my time to you. apparently you're having issues with everything, including people getting in your way out there in the parking lots.
I got to tell you, you know, I'm all for the pedestrian right-of-way thing in store parking lots. They have the crosswalks painted for you and all that, right? You're supposed to stop, let people cross. But here's the thing. They cross. Take your cart, your buggy, whatever it is, and move along. Don't run in the middle of the road while we're still waiting for you to cross. That's not an invitation for you to just take your time sauntering down the driving lane, trying to remember what aisle your car is in. No, go from point A to point B. This didn't happen once. This didn't happen to me. This happened to me like 8 times in the last 2 weeks where people like at the big box stores, I don't want to, but at the big box stores and, you know, I'm sitting there patiently waiting for people to cross, and they're not crossing. They're in front of my car with their newly acquired belongings from the store, walking in front of my car. And at one point, I finally was like, all right, somebody's begging to become a hood ornament at this point. Like,
you know, how fast are you trying to go in these parking lots?
No. I am stopped. I'm waiting. I foot is on the brake. I am not moving, waiting for these people to get out of the way. But enough's enough. When you're at the store, mm-hmm. right? Use the crosswalk. Listen, we've all done the jaywalking thing in a parking lot, right? I don't think we all go to but just get across, get out of the way of the car so traffic can keep moving again. Like, what? Why? The road, the right-of-way for the driver is not the sidewalk. So don't use it as a sidewalk.
I can feel your frustration.
And again,
certainly,
this isn't a one-time occurrence. This happens every time I go to the store. What has happened to humanity since the pandemic? Have we all just, I don't know, lost our minds?
So you didn't think this was ever a problem before? You think this is something
this
that
is
has skyrocketed?
Yes, this has become an epidemic, Anthony, and I feel it needs to be addressed.
What do you think is being lost in translation here? Where
people
do you think
can't read signs? That's the first thing.
Okay. So you don't think the average person understands the crosswalk and
no, they don't.
All that it's intended to accomplish?
No, they don't.
I think he's got a point. During the pandemic, a lot of common sense was lost and a lot of just people caring and consideration about the people around them. That's all been lost.
Well, I can understand if people are so consumed with their phone. Like, I see more people now than ever before. Forget about driving with your phone.
We'll get to the phone thing in a second.
Well, that's just everywhere. But people crossing streets with their phone. They're staring at their phone and crossing a street, and they'll do the occasional, I look up. Oh, there happens to be cars. Okay, I'll skedaddle here.
The whole look both ways before crossing thing has also been lost on society.
No, it's look three ways. It's look at your phone, then look up. And both ways.
So that's one.
Okay, that's one FML. Maybe we might have to do a poll at some point, Mitch, on which of Daryl's FMLs are the most legitimate. Okay, go move on to the next one.
Second, if you are fixing up your house to sell it, for the love of everything holy, do not use wallpaper. Do your purchaser a favor and do not put up wallpaper. I cannot begin to tell you the pain in the backside it is to remove wallpaper. That being said, fresh coat of paint, you know what? Someone buys your house, doesn't like the color, they can repaint.
That's easy.
Easy peasy. Wallpaper's a whole different ballgame. And also,
wallpaper is making a comeback for accent walls and bathrooms.
Oh.
They are making a comeback.
They have made
a comeback, I should say.
There are no two worse rooms in a house to put wallpaper. That is, one, the bathroom, and two, the kitchen.
Yep.
And I removed wallpaper from both during my 2 week vacation.
We had to do it before.
There is nothing more. There may be nothing.
It was painstaking.
There may be nothing more uncomfortable than having to lean over a toilet. Granted, lids down, but still leaning over a toilet, trying to get behind it to scrape wallpaper off the wall.
Certain work in your life when it revolves around the house can be gratifying. Some of it can be a source of accomplishment. We did this, especially if you're there with a roommate, a spouse, somebody can be.
Or like me, by yourself.
If you're by yourself, sometimes you have friends that might be able to help out. Wallpaper is one that if it's another house, if we buy another house and, you know, it needs updated and it's got the wallpaper all over, that might be one where I just hand money over to somebody to do it.
I'll give you the hack, though. I will fix your life.
This is good. Right, Daryl does have a hack.
I have a hack. Downy fabric softener and warm water. Friend told me this hack and saved my life. Worked to a T. It fell off the wall. Fantastic.
Really?
Yes. So the ratio is...
How hard was it, or did you not know the hack ahead of time?
I did not know the hack ahead of time. Once I knew the hack, life got a lot easier. But still, don't put wallpaper up when you're selling your home to cover up whether it's wall damage or you think you're making it more appealing to look at, or what. Just paint the wall. Paint the wall.
Since wallpaper is like making a comeback and people are tired of doing that, now they have really nice high quality peel and stick. It's supposed to be good for like renters, people that don't own their home, but they last a really long time and they come off very easily.
But yeah.
What was the Dan Gilbert creation? The fatheads? Put a bunch of fatheads up. You're a sports fan. We're listening to sports. Just put a bunch of LeBron Jameses up all over your wall.
Peel LeBron
You're good
off
to go.
The wall. Oh, there's a big massive crack. Now I know why LeBron was there.
Or whoever your athlete of choice is. Could be Miles Garrett. Could be anybody. Put it up there.
And if you're a real artist and there's a hole in the wall, you put Miles, position it in a way where it looks like Miles created the hole in the wall.
Beautiful. Or you could have him standing over, say, Mason Rudolph, and you could visualize what kind of conversations were had.
This is becoming therapeutic for me. Not only are you fixing my life, we're fixing the audience's life.
This is good.
And
Daryl, you have 30 seconds for your final FML.
Stop with the speakerphone in the stores. I don't need to hear your conversations. And I certainly don't need to be hearing your conversations when you're in the personal aisle picking out various products.
Well, not only that, I mean, I see parents try to shut their kids up by putting YouTube on their phones while they're in stores. And it's just, all right, I'm hearing your Miss Rachel. I'm hearing your Wiggles.
Bluey, isn't that the big show the kids
Bluey,
like? Bluey,
and then there's also a Blimpy. I'm just listening to this as I'm shopping up and down.
No, it's the worst is when they have those big tablets in the restaurant when they're sitting in the booths. Yeah, that's the worst one. Because they're always louder than everything else going on.
Kids got to be able to hear it to shut them up, but then you're sacrificing one type of noise for another. All right, you got it off your chest.
I feel so much better
three
now.
Three of them. Daryl, that was three. That was a lightning round of FMLs. Man, sometimes we stare at each other, Ken and I, and we're like, nothing really happened this week. We should just call Daryl. It should be like a phone-a-friend, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We just called Daryl to give us one of those.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.